This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com.
Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today's 10-3-22, show number 429. Well, Nick, we got a lot to talk about here, but let's first address precious metals. Silver's soaring and gold is soaring. Looks like your call on going all in on silver a week and a half ago was correct.
Yeah, I actually did it really in the beginning of September. I even told my Bullseye members to jump in and, you know, actually purchase some physical silver. It's the first time I've done so since March 2020. And, you know, again, it's turned out to be one heck of a trade, and got in that thing underneath $18. Now it's over $20.50 on spot silver. So it's been a great move. I haven't seen a big move like this in silver in quite a while. It's up almost 8% today. That's dramatic. So silver is on fire. Gold is also having a stellar day as well, up 1.5%. But silver is stealing the show any way you look at it, slice it or dice it. And I own, full disclosure, SLV, SIL. I own call options in SIL as well. So just giving everybody that heads up there, I am fully invested in silver.
All right. And that is potentially a good place to be. You were calling for $30 silver when it was down at 17, almost a, well, it's like an 80%+ increase.
Yeah, I think silver is actually going to go over 30. I think it'll go probably, you know, at least from my calculations at the moment, I'm looking for 35 at the moment. But, you know, if things go the way I think they're going to go in this world, you know, why can't it go back above 50? That's the old high from 2011.
It should be well above 50, really, when you inflation adjust and all that good stuff. Hey, so we got, looks like the beginning of a bear market rally today.
Yeah, you know, this is timing. This is another thing, another reason why members should, or people should join up to the service, because I gave them this date. I said, you know, the beginning of October, October 1st fell on a Saturday. I said, first day back from October, we should get a bounce. And sure enough, it's a GAN date, and we are getting that bounce today. A very good bounce, too. This is a nice rally. You do have the Dow Jones Industrial Average, for the most part, showing probably the most strength out here. So you want to be a little bit careful with that. But it's a good rally all the way around. Tech is lagging despite being positive by 1.6%. So that's lagging a little bit. You always want to see tech lead. It's not leading today. Energy is on fire. Energy stocks and oil obviously is catching, you know, a 5% bid today. So it's a great move for oil, and it's a really, really good move for the energy stocks. Nat gas is lagging a little bit, Kerry. So, you know, that one needed to correct. It's doing that, but it's starting to get attractive.
Yeah. And what are you calling it? What are you calling its low?
I think the Nat gas low is going to be around 550 to 540. It gets to 540. I'm all over it.
All right. I like that. That sounds good. And all right. So looking at Tesla, it's got slammed. It's kind of ridiculous. They were down 15,000 cars, but they're up from the expectation, but they're up 50% from last year.
Yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of times you'll get these kind of moves though in a stock like this. It's a very, very volatile name. Today it's down almost $20, 7.5% drop. Again, it was about all about their Q3 delivery estimate. So, you know, the stock today, not a pretty showing, not a pretty move lower, but a lot of support in this range around this 240, 245 area. We'll see where it finishes by the end of the day. And then ultimately, we'll see how it plays out throughout the week, but Tesla seems to be what's weighing on technology today. So, you know, if you look at any of these mega caps, and Tesla's a $1 trillion company now, it is a mega cap itself. That is certainly seems, it certainly seems to be what's weighing on the triple Qs and the NASDAQ today.
Right. All right. Hey, we like that. And Bitcoin, of course, is kind of flat, huh?
Yeah, Bitcoin really is not having a great showing today. So if you look at Bitcoin today, you know, it's in the positive. It's trading just above 19,000. I think it's at 19,400 as we speak, but really it's not even up 1%. So it's just a laggard. It's just not doing much. You know, my ultimate take on Bitcoin is that it's going to go lower. And, you know, again, if you want to trade these bounces here, you're more than welcome to. Just be careful, because as I've said below, as I've said before, the next leg down, this is probably going to go sub 13,000. So, you know, it lives to fight another day for now, but I know the days are getting shorter for Bitcoin.
All right. So we're getting into a crypto winter, huh?
a dark one at that.
Yeah, a dark crypto winter. And okay, well, I think we've covered plenty for today. And what you should do is go over to inthemoneystocks.com. Nick will show you how he's beaten the averages for decades, how he made that silver call, which, to my knowledge, Nick, you're the only one making it. No one else, and I follow this a lot, no one else was making that silver call. And I was even a bit skeptical myself, I have to admit, but I'm fully loaded on silver. I didn't really care. So I find that interesting. And make sure you check out the Twitter feeds at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz. Email kl@kerrylutz.com. Let us know, did you catch the silver wave? Are you playing it? It's not too late. Nick is predicting over $30, but go over to the site. You'll find out more about it. Nick, we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Kerry.